Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is December 15th of 2020, and this is what's happening. Our Attorney General Bill Barr turned in his resignation yesterday, announcing that when he leaves for Christmas break next week, that's going to be it for him. Now, I don't get the timing of this. I mean, the Electoral College just voted yesterday. Trump will be leaving office on January 20th. What? You really couldn't wait this one out? Did your new employer at Big Bob's Used Cars say you had to start by the new year or the job is someone else's? I mean, why the rush? Well, let's just back up a few hours and try to figure this one out. All right, last Saturday, after learning that Barr knew about the IRS investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes for well over a year, but didn't tell Trump, Trump went all classic Trump on Barr and called him a big disappointment on Twitter. Of course it was Twitter. That's where Trump delivers all of his news. I bet at the dinner table, Trump tweets Melania, "Hey, fake news, media is wrong, election is rigged, and this steak is cold already." At FLOTUS, pass the covfefe. All right, so this 10-day resignation letter probably was Barr getting out while the getting's good. Also yesterday, the Electoral College met. Now, word on the street is that Biden agreed to waive any loans associated with persons attending this college. So expect a lawsuit from Team Trump shortly about undue influence by Team Biden. But they met, voted, and Biden is our new president-elect. And according to Biden supporters, because of all of Trump's tweets announcing he has won and the multiple lawsuits, Biden's had to win this election 5+ times, which is unfortunate for old Joe, as under the 22nd Amendment, you can only win the presidency twice. Yeah, again, please don't tell Trump. He might just file another lawsuit. He doesn't need any more ideas. Also in the news, Jill Biden is being attacked for using the honorific title of doctor with her name. Now, this set off a firestorm as people claim she's not a real doctor, but only received a doctorate in education. Now, I do want to take this opportunity to address a real national problem. It's a disgrace. I mean, who gets to be called a doctor? A doctor includes anyone who holds a doctoral degree, a medical practitioner, a dentist, and a veterinary surgeon. So even though Jill was fully within her rights to use the title doctor, as she did get a doctorate degree, the same respect, I gotta tell you, that's not afforded lawyers. Yes, our degree is called a Juris Doctor, but you see a lawyer refer to himself as Dr. Joel. People think you need help. Must have been denied love as a child. Well, maybe this should be our test. If someone yells in a crowded room, "Hey, we have an emergency. Is there a doctor in the house?" And see who responds. If I show up and say, "Hey, I'm Dr. Oster. Here's my card." I'm thinking I'll be the one in need of a doctor. All right, I'm just messing around. Of course, Dr. Biden deserves her title. And with yesterday's vote, soon she'll be adding the First Lady title to her email signature. Well, that's our update for December 15th, 2020.